I just want to make one more point from yesterday's shir. Yesterday we discussed the Shita of Rashi in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, and Aleph, to explain how Hillel was Megayer, this Ger who only wanted to accept upon himself Torah Shabbatah and not Torah Shabbatah. And so we explained Rashi according to the Rashash, who said that really he was going to accept Torah Shabbatah, and he was accept everything that they said, but he just, he wasn't sure, he didn't believe. It's not like he didn't believe after really investigating time and effort into it, but he didn't believe that it was mi pi Hashem, mi pi Agvura, but he was going to accept it anyway. So that would be enough for Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Rashi itself is difficult to really read and have a clear pshat in. Rav Moshe has a different pshat in that Rashi. Rav Moshe is in Yerodei Gimel Kuflav. Rav Moshe says that he's mekabel the mitzvos, and he's mekabel that there's a concept called Torah Shabbat Peh, but the Gerit doesn't think that what Hillel is teaching him is really the real Torah Shabbat Peh. There's a concept called Torah Shabbat Peh, and he's mekabel that there's Torah Shabbat Peh in Pei Gvura, but it wasn't Hillel. What Hillel is teaching him is not the same Torah that's the real Torah Shabbat Peh in Pei Gvura. And I guess when Rashi says, it's a little hard to read in Rashi, when Rashi says that he's not mekabel that's Pei Gvura, he means that that which Hillel is telling him is not Mipi Agvura, but there is, he does believe that there's a concept called Torah Shabbat Peh, which is Mipi Agvura. Now this is a little interesting, because that means right when he's Megayer, he's not really taking upon all the mitzvahs, right? He doesn't believe that what Hillel is teaching him is correct, so he's also not performing the mitzvahs in the proper way. And apparently that's fine. Rav Moshe does say that the only reason why Hillel was Megayer him was because ultimately he knew that he would be able to convince him to accept the mitzvahs based on what Hillel tells him. But ultimately that would happen. But at the very beginning, at least, he wouldn't be taking upon himself all the mitzvahs. He would be performing them differently than what Hillel is telling him. So, in the end of the day, at that moment that he's Megayer, he wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvahs kehilchosa, in the proper way. So it's a little interesting. In the end, it would fit with Rav Moshe's maker ideal understanding of what Kabbalah's mitzvahs are. In that I'm accepting upon myself whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to accept, so then I'll accept it. Rav Moshe said that even if there was no Hodah B'Klal, so then that would still work. Because the Ger is still saying, whatever it is that's necessary for me to keep, so then that I'll keep. So the Ger is saying the same thing here. The Ger is saying, I'll keep whatever it is that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will keep. I don't think that what Hill is telling me is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever it is that's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will keep. It's still a bit of a chiddush here, because in the end of the day, he's not keeping the mitzvahs kehilchosa. This is a little bit more than just a case where there was no hodas and mitzvahs. But still, it would still fit that rule of just saying, I'll keep whatever it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to keep. So that he's still continuing to say here. He just doesn't think that Hillel is telling him what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's the second explanation for Rashi. Still, Rashi is difficult to really pin down exactly what Rashi is saying. But Rashi does hold. It's clear from Rashi, both when he's commenting on Bishamai and when he's coming on Shammai and when he's commenting on Hillel, that the Gemara Becharos, Alamin of the Beis, that you have to accept upon yourself all the mitzvahs. If you accept upon yourself all the mitzvahs, chutz midavar echad, so then we won't accept him. So it seems from Rashi that Gemara is kehilchosa. We apply that lahalacha. And it seems from Rashi that it's ma'akiv. It seems from Rashi that it would also be ma'akiv. So that itself is not 100% pashut. The lashon of the Gemara there of it doesn't say that it's ger, it just says ein mekabelnoso, that we're not mekabel him. So it's possible that it's just on a chassidic level, we're not mekabel him. But b'diavad, if you have a beis din which went through the process and did accept him as a ger after the fact, so then it's possible to say that maybe he is a ger. One could have said such a thing by just reading the Gemara itself. Ein mekabelnoso means that on a chassidic level we shouldn't accept him, but b'diavad, maybe it works. In fact, Rav Shlomo Kluger holds that that Gemara is only on a Darabanan level. On a Daraisa level, it would work. If you're Mekabel the Mitzvah, Chutz Midavar Echad, so then that would be a good Geiris on a Daraisa level. And it's only the Darabanan do we say that in Mekabel also, that it doesn't work on a Darabanan level. I think it's even after the fact, Midarabanan, he wouldn't be a Geir, it's just Midaraisa, he would be a Geir. Now it's true that the Lashon is Im Kavanoso, but if you go through the Braisa has a whole list of cases. And within those cases might be dealing with Dirabana. The cases themselves might be Dinim Dirabana. But within those cases, when you use the Lashon of Im Kavanoso, it seems that it's Likuva Midirabana, that's Ma'akev on a Dirabana level. So just like in those cases, when it uses the Lashon of Im Kavanoso, it's Ma'akev on that Dirabana level. So then when he uses it here with regards to Geirus, which is a Din D'Oraisa, it's different than those other cases which are Dinim D'Rabbanan, so then just the Lashon of Ein Mekabonoso would also be on a Likuva level, that would also be Ma'akim. It's possible to say something, yeah.
Where do you see Rashi
that Ma'akim? On Shabbos? The main reason is because we have a similar principle that, let's say, if it's Shalom, L'shem Shemayim, if it's L'shem Davar Acher, if someone's Megayr, L'shem Davar Acher, so L'chatzilo you shouldn't do it, but D'Evet it works. And Tosfos has a principle, we find a principle that if you know for sure that it'll end up becoming L'shem Shemayim, so then that's even L'chatzilo. We would allow L'chatzilo. So Rashi says, V'samachach ha'maso, she'sofo she'er gilenu l'kabal alav. He says, we're still making this chachma, that in the end of the day, he'll be mechavel it. The low echad, So it seems like in terms of explaining why it's not chutz midover echad, he gives a different explanation. He says, shaloi kofer b'tovar shabal peh, shaloi amamin shimi pia gvuru. But the idea alone of being somach chachma so that he will accept all the mitzvos, so then that's not the reason why it's chutz midover echad. The reason why it's chutz midover echad is for a different reason. So I thought, you could argue this, but I thought that if it was purely a l'chatzilah b'dieved idea, so then just the fact alone that it'll be somech al-chachmaso, so then that should suffice, to allow l'chatzilah. The fact that Rashi then has to go explain why is this not chutz midavar echad, because however we explain it, like Rav Moshe or the Rashash, that chutz midavar echad is for some other reason, so that's why I thought that it's even b'dieved. Because if it was just about the fact that he'll be somech on him at some later point in time, so then if it was just L'chatzilah, so then that's far alone would suffice. The fact that he goes on to explain why is it not Chutz Midavar Echad and gives other reasons, that's why I thought it was even B'diyev.
Rashi does end up again stating the hell.
No, he does repeat that. He does repeat that.
It sounds like it's the same idea.
I hear the point. It might not be much more than that. I hear the point. The Ach Yezer, somewhere here. The Ach Yezer in Gimel Chavav owes hay. So he first quotes from the Beis Yitzchak, who tries to prove that it's an ma'akev on a deraisa level. He tries to give a proof. I don't want to get into the proof right now, and he rejects it. But then in the end, he says, ach mi svara nira. He gives a svara to say, tikim de kabbalas mitzvahs ma'akev. Since kabbalas mitzvahs is ma'akev, and we saw various Rishonim yesterday, we pointed out a whole bunch of Rishonim that say that it is ma'akev, and the fact that they require beis and likuva, so that implicit within that is that kabbalas mitzvahs is ma'akev. He says, "Came in the Kabbalah mitzvahs ma'akev, but vada binyan shekabel of kol mitzvahs." So it's pashut misvara. He's not proving it, but he's saying misvara. It must be that all mitzvahs are ma'akev, and so therefore the Gemara in Bechoros is also ma'akev. Elishiyeshli stopping, he has the following shaila. He's not sure. In enu mekabel diktik echa midivrei sofrim. If you're not mekabel one of the dinim derabanan, so the asher the minat Torah have a ger came to keep a law kol mitzvah shebetorah. So if you don't keep the dinim derabanan, so then maybe midaraisa you're a ger, because you're accepting upon yourselves all the mitzvahs daraisa. But then he said, no, gulai kevin di mila darabanan, it's nahu below saucer, have a kamasna al devei Torah. It's our theme. So he's not sure, or maybe, since you're not in the Kabbal, all the din darabanan, so they fall within the iser of low saucer. So then maybe also you're not a ger midaraisa. But it's clear for him that it was, at least the gabe being in Kabbal, all the mitzvahs midaraisa, so that's the ikuva. And he says, this is just misvara ba'alma. He doesn't have a proof to this. But basically, he tries to give a proof in the previous paragraph, and he rejects it. But he doesn't have a proof to this, but he just says misvara. If a person has to accept mitzvos, so then it makes sense that he has to accept all the mitzvos. You can't say that it's just some mitzvos and not other mitzvos. The Torah has to be all the mitzvos. How would one differentiate between which mitzvos one has to accept for a year and other mitzvos he doesn't have to accept? Misvara, it makes sense to say that he has to accept upon himself all the mitzvahs. That's what the Afi Ezer holds. Okay, so yesterday we pointed out a list of Rishonim, which imply that Kabbalah mitzvahs is, which it seems pretty mufrach that Kabbalah mitzvahs is ma'akev. Also, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samaches Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Rishon Chas Gimel says that, one second, Rishon Chas Gimel, he says that Kabbalah Mitzvot requires Beis Din. The rest of the process is just L'Chatchila, to have it for Mila and Tvila, but B'diavad, what's Ma'akev is that you need Kabbalah Mitzvot, you need Beis Din for Kabbalah Mitzvot. And the Taz there explains because that's the Iker, so it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch also, that since he says that you need Beis Din for Kabbalah Mitzvot, and that's the Ikuva, so that implicit within that is that also Kabbalah Mitzvot is also Likuva. So in terms of how much, so it's not clear within Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't describe how much of the Kabbalah mitzvahs one has to accept, how many mitzvahs. But it seems to be that, I think the normative psak is like the Afi Ezer, to say that misvara, you have to accept upon yourselves all the mitzvahs. Also, if it's only some and not others, so then the Shulchan Aruch should have said something. I think the fact that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything, so then that seems to imply that he was fine with just leaving it as Kabbalah mitzvahs. If it was only some mitzvahs and not other mitzvahs, so then it was upon him to tell us which mitzvahs are likuva and which aren't likuva. Yeah, Moshe, you had a question?
Is there a formal declaration, I'm accepting the mitzvahs, that he could therefore say, I'm not accepting this din? Or is it how do we know he's not accepting a certain din?
So we pointed out yesterday that Gemara has two different kabbalas and mitzvahs. For one of them, he is makabel. He uses the lashon of kabbalah. The other one in the Gemara doesn't say so, but at least the tefillah, the action of tefillah, right after they tell him the mitzvos, so that's an active form of the mekabel, whatever was previously said. But at that point in time, he could, the posim discussed it, and we'll get to this, and we'll have a share on this in Maisa, about what happens in Maisa, in different scenarios. But he could say, at that point in time, he says, I'm mekabel everything except for davarach. At that point in time, prior to the tefillah, he can make such a statement. He doesn't have to make such a statement. If he just says, if he just jumps in after he hears that, then the assumption is that he's accepting everything that he just told him. But he has that, he could, right before the tefillah, say, I'm accepting everything, supposed to be done
that. If he doesn't say it, and he's thinking, it doesn't matter?
We'll discuss that. There's another shirt. We'll discuss that. Okay, so we discussed the other Rishonim. Let's discuss the Rambam now. So we did discuss the Rambam a little bit in the past. I just want to add to that. Just to review what we said in the past, the Rambam Perek Yigimol Dalid, he says, he never mentions that Kabbalah's mitzvah is part of the process itself. He just says in Aleph and in Dalid, he says that you have to do Mila, Tefillah, and Korban. But the way he describes the transition, there's a difference between the process and what exactly is happening as the transition. He says, V'chein l'doros k'shiyirta ha'goy l'yichagas l'bris l'yistofetachas tam te'eshkinof v'kabbalah ol Torah. Part of that transition, besides being machnas l'bris, is being mekabbalah ol Torah. That's just what the transition is. The process is something different than what is happening through the geirus. What's happening through the geirus is, part of what's happening through the geirus is the kabbalah's Old Torah of Old Mitzvos, but it's not necessarily part of the process. And also, we have various diukim which I don't want to go back to. But in Halacha Zayin, he says Tov ben Olav ben Atzmo ben Nisgayer ben Olav ben Atzmo. Afilu b'fnishnayim in Oger. You have to do Tefillah in front of three, and also you have to be Nisgayer ben Olav ben Atzmo. So the Chacham de Shlomo has a diuk. What is Nisgayer ben Olav ben Atzmo? So v'nisgayer ben olav ben atzmo, if it's not the process itself, so what does it mean to have geirus? So then that's like the definition of what geirus is accomplishing. And that's referring to the Kabbalah Samitzvos. So Kabbalah Samitzvos also for the Rambam, even though it's not part of the process, but that transformation itself of being Mekabal Mitzvos, that itself also has to be in front of three. So if it has to be in front of three, so then L'chor, it's also, if that's the transformation, that's the definition of the transformation, so L'chor, that's also the Yikuva. That's exactly what's taking place. You can discuss parts of the process, whether it's the kuvah or not. But if that's the definition of geirus, then l'chora, that's also the kuvah. And also, the Rambam in Yidah al-Fes, he quotes the Gemara in Mechoros. He says, "Ein mekabel geirus hoshev al v'zman sh'ayovel noheg, al v'zman hazeh afilu..." So, geirus hoshev, you can only accept v'zman yovel. V'zman hazeh, which is not, we don't have yovel nowadays. V'zman hazeh, afilu kibel kol ha-Torah, Kula, he's dealing with a Kirt Tzedek. Even if one accepts the entire Torah, Chutz midiktik echad, ein mekabel osa. Even if it's without diktik echad, so then we're not mekabel him. There are those that are medayik, he doesn't say midiktik echad midivrei sofer. The Gemara Bechoros, when it uses the language of diktik echad, it says diktik echad midivrei sofer. So he doesn't say that. So perhaps the reason why he doesn't say that is because he's dealing with likuva, like what we pointed out in the Achiezer, perhaps. If it's Durabbanon, so then it would still work on a Doraisa level. So he says, Diktik Echad. So perhaps he's only referring to Diktik Echad of that which is in the Torah, that which is Doraisa. Perhaps. He has a different lashon than what's found in the Gemara Mechoros. But over there too, in Yidah Al-Fes, it also seems to imply that Kabbalah Samitzvos is Likuva. Okay, so let's get to other Ramos here, which are a little confusing. Let's read Yadal through Yadzayan. Al Yala Adalska Shashimshon Hamashiach Sisrael, O Shlomo Melch Yisrael, Shinikra Yididya, Nasu Nashim Nachrias Bigayusan. Don't entertain the possibility that Shlomo and Shimshon married non-Jews. Elasoda Dabar Kather. This is what's going on. Sha mitzvah nachonot shiyavo hager or hagiyoros lihizgayir bogin acharav shema bigla mamon shiitol o bishvil srara shiyiskalo mipnei hapachad bali chonot ladat. We're afraid that whenever somebody's coming to be megayir, they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Vimushu bogin acharav shema inav nasan v'isha yudhidis v'mishahi shema ineha nasna b'bachar mibukhura yisrael. Or maybe they're doing it just to marry a Jew. Therefore, he says, therefore, we say all these things. Modino son, Kovid ola Torah, Torah yesh basiyasa, din kiblu v'lo pirshu v'rosan shechazru me'ava mekabano son. If we see that they still won't accept it, so then mekabano son. Interesting lashon. Parenthetically, it's an interesting lesson of Shechazru Me'ava. Veros and Shechazru Me'ava. They're like returning. It's like a lesson of tshuva. That they're returning Me'ava. That you have this guy who's coming to be Megayer. He's Chozer Me'ava. It's an interesting lesson. That sounds like it's tshuva. Like the guy is doing tshuva here. Tesvav, Lefichach. Lo kilu bezin gerim kol yimei David Shlomo. The entire time during David Shlomo, the bezin didn't accept gerim. They made David Shema min a pachad chazri. They did it for ulterior motives because of pachad. Gerim Shlomo Shema v'shvil hamachos havad tova agdola. Shahayu bar Yisrael chazru. Again, use the language of chazru. Shekol chazru me'agayim. Yisrael davar me'havle ha'olam ino megeri et zedek. The Bezin didn't accept them as a lechatchila. The halpichin hayu gerim harbe misgarim b'mei David v'shlomo if they had yotos. It wasn't in front of a Bezin because the Bezin knew they knew that you can't accept gerim during that time period as a lechatchila. But if they didn't go in front of a Bezin, they went in front of those who didn't know that halacha. They went in front of had yotos, so then that would work. They were gerim. V'hayu Bezin agadol choshish in lahem. They were choshish that they were megayir. So the Bezin Agadol, once the Hadjontas from Megayer them, so then they would wait and see what would happen. What would happen in the end? And we're going to have a similar Lashon in Yud Gimel Yud Zayin in a few minutes. It's clear that these women were megayer for ulterior motives. The law alpi bezdin gayrim. It wasn't based on bezdin. Chashven akasav ilu hein gayos abisurin umdin. So the pasuk makes it. It's important. Ki ilu hein gayos. It says if they're non-Jews. You have to know what that means. It says if they're non-Jews. Then he says, "V'od she'ochiach sofan al tchiloson shehin ovdos avodah zara shelahen v'banu lahen bamos." And also, sofan hochin al tchiloson that they were ovdos avodah zara even b'tchila. So, what exactly is the Rambam saying here? The Rambam just said that we have to wait and see if they're serious about it or not. And the Rambam also in Yadalad, in Gimel Dalad, said that they're Jewish. So he says, A, these women are Jewish. B, we have to wait and see what happens. C, it says if they're Gayim. And D, sofan hochiach al tchilason, that they weren't serious even from the beginning. So if they weren't serious even from the beginning, so then, lechora, they're not Jewish. Right? We have to wait and see. And sofan hochiach al tchilason, that they didn't do it for the right reasons, and they never were serious about it. So then they shouldn't be Jewish. So then how did the Rambam say in Yigim Yadala that they are Jewish? In Yigim Yadala, he said, don't think for a second that Shlomo and Shimshon married non-Jews. You can't say such a thing, they married Jews. But then in Tezayin he says, Hochiach sofan atchilason, that they're never serious about it. So what's going on here? And then finally Yitzayin, in Halacha Yitzayin, Ger shelo batku acharav, o shelo hodiyu ha-mitzvos va-onshan, a ger where they didn't check into him if he's doing it for the right reasons. He says, A, he's a ger. Seemingly without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We'll get to it in a second. But even if we know that he's doing it for the wrong reasons, since he did milan tefillah, so he doesn't say that he's a ger. He says, Yata mechlal hagayim. An interesting lashon here. He doesn't say that he is a ger. He says that he's yotzei mechlal hagayim. He's not a guy. He doesn't say that he is a ger. He says he's not a guy. V'choshesh in lo, ad she'isbar tzidkuso. And again, just like what he said in Tezvav, that we're choshesh in lo, so then we have to wait until ad she'isbar tzidkuso. We have to wait to see what happens. Fine. So the... We pointed this out, that the Gemara in Shabbos on Samaches discusses a case of Ger Shenis Gayer Bein HaGayim. Right? And the Rambam says, what's the case of Ger Shenis Gayer Bein HaGayim? So the Rishonim deal with it, and they say, must be that it's a case where either they didn't tell him any of the mitzvos, or they didn't tell him about Shabbos. Right? That's what, it has to be something like that. The Ritva said that, no, we're dealing with a Ger Katan, where the Hodasa mitzvos is not necessary. And so the Rambam also, he explains that that case is also talking about a ger katan. the Chasam Sofer points out that the reason why the Rambam says that it's dafka talking about Iker Katan is because the Rambam holds that you do. It is Likuba. The Hodasa Mitzvos is Likuba. And you do have to mention the Mitzvos for a Ger Gadol. It's only for a Ger Katan where we do not have to mention the Mitzvos, and that's why he makes the Ukimta to say that the case of where the Ger doesn't know anything, he's not aware of the Mitzvos, must be a case of a Ger Katan. So he has to have the Hodasa Mitzvos. So Yisrael asked, but in Yigimel Yedzayin, it seems like you could have a ger without hodasa mitzvahs. It says, ger shelo bat ko acharav o shelo hodiyu ha mitzvahs va onshan umal v'tal v'shne shel shel adosis ha reza ger. Seems like you could become a ger without hodasa mitzvahs. So perhaps you could be medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam is clearly, the whole context of the Rambam is in Yedzayin is playing off halacha yedal through tezayin. He's working off what he just said. In Yedalid, he said that we mention all these things. We have to tell them, we have to scare them away. We have to tell them how terrible it is to be a Jew, and we have to say, we have to mention the Olah Torah, all to scare him. And we mention the Umshin. And this is all to scare him. And then in Yedayin, he says, but if one didn't check into him, if one didn't do all the things that were necessary to do, as explained in Yedalid, so then he's still a ger. So does that mean that there wasn't a hodasa mitzvos? Perhaps there was a hodasa mitzvos, like what we pointed out. There's a hodasa mitzvos prior to milah, and there's a hodasa mitzvos prior to tefillah. So the hodasa mitzvos, which is prior to milah, you can look in Perkei Dalim. The Rambam describes the whole order of events during the whole ger's process. So there's hodasa mitzvos prior to milah, and that hodasa mitzvos is a lot longer of a list. And it mentions the mitzvos, and also mentions all the punishments, because we're trying to encourage him to not go through this whole process. But we want to make sure that he's doing it really for the right reasons. And then there's a hodasa mitzvos prior to the tefillah. And that's very different. We pointed out in the Brisa it's different, and also in the Rambam, in Perek Yedalid, it's also different. In Perek Yedalid Gimel, he says, Kishem Shemidin was an ocean to mitzvos, and in Beis also we mentioned the ocean. And then in Halacha Vav, what do we tell him? We mention the mitzvos. We don't mention anything about the onshin. And he's standing in the water, and then we tell him the mixus mitzvos, and then he does the tefillah. So the Rambam in Halacha Yedzayin, in Yigimel Yedzayin, what does he say? Shelo badku acharav, o shelo hodiyu ha-mitzvos ve-onshin. He puts the mitzvos and onshin together. So I think what he's referring to when he says Osha Luodio Mitzvah Oshan, and also just he's going, this is all based on everything that's being mentioned from Yedal through Tezayin about discouraging the ger from going through this whole process. So Lachora, he's referring to Hodiyah Mitzvah Oshan, to about that stage prior to the Mila, when one describes the mitzvos and the Oshan, so that we didn't mention. The second stage of prior to the tefillah of just the mitzvos, without describing the onshin, so l'chora, the Rambam would hold that you would have to say that. You would have to mention those, that hodah, you would have to mention. It's dafka hodiyah ha-mitzvos va-onshin, that category of that first stage of a hodah ha-mitzvos he didn't mention. And the fact that the Rambam, in explaining the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Chesed Aleph, says that we're dealing with the case of a ger katan, so why does he have to make such an ukimta? L'chor, it's because he holds that hodasa mitzvos is ma'akev. That's why he makes that ukimta. So I think hodasa mitzvos is ma'akev. And when he says here that we're not mentioning the hodasa mitzvos of onshan, that's referring to that first stage of hodasa mitzvos, which is what he's discussing this until now. That stage of hodasa mitzvos of onshan, of trying to get him to back out of it, so that they didn't mention. But just that next stage of hodasa mitzvos prior to the tefillah, so that they did say. They did. They said hodasa mitzvos, and he was makabel mitzvos. It's just that we didn't look into all of his motivations, and we didn't look into whether he was serious about it. But just describing him the mitzvos, and then he goes into the mikvah, l'choro, one could explain the Rambam to say that did take place. Yeah.
That latter set of mitzvos, that's only a few minutes before he goes to the mikvah, or there's like two time periods, like a couple months where he's scaring him off, and a couple months where we're educating him.
So if you look at the Rambam, The Rambam has an interesting lashon here. He says, he's already standing, he's mounted, he's in the water while they're telling him the mitzvah. He's just, he hasn't done the tefillah yet, but he's standing
everything
in the
else,
water.
Everything else around mentioned that we have to tell him about Yisro Hashem and everything following that, and Wudiyamo, he keeps saying, that was all just scare tactic. And then this,
yeah, I mean, that's also, that also seems to be the case. I'm not sure when it says mixus mrs. Kaos mrs. Lamuros what that includes and what that doesn't include. It's possible that also includes like the Kari Adas. It's possible that's what it includes. But so I don't know exactly what to say what that does include and what it doesn't include. From the Brisa that's mentioned in Mem Zayin Beis, the second Brisa, it does say that we mentioned the Isser of Hudazar. That might be going on the first stage. But so I'm not sure exactly what's mentioned or what's not mentioned. But it seems to me that that first stage is to scare him off. Yeah, that's what it seems to me. That first time that we mention the mitzvos is to scare him off. And that's what it seems like also from the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, why do we mention these mitzvos at that stage? It says, in order to scare him off. The Gemara says, he wants to separate.
Everything he needs to know right before he goes to the mitzvah.
I don't know. It's possible that since we already mentioned a whole bunch of things, so then we don't have to repeat everything. But the purpose of that second Hodas and Mitzvos is for a different purpose. It's for the purpose of him now accepting it's part of the process of Kabbalah and Mitzvos. It's not to scare him off, but it's part of the Kabbalah and Mitzvos. Oh, that would make it even better. Yeah, that would make it even better, because it's all about the Sechar and the Onish. It's not about the particular Mitzvos, but it's about, thank you, it's about the reward and the punishments of those mitzvahs. And Lathora would fit with the Rambam describing the Gemara and Shabbos as referring to a gear kapha. So now that that's the case, so Yigimli Yadzayin is really describing a case here where we didn't do our background check. We didn't look into him. We don't know if he's doing it for the right reason. So the Rambam says, if we don't know, and even if he tells us, I feel we know this, we should feel davar of this guy. Even if he tells us that he's doing it for the wrong reasons, still, hol mal v'tavol yotzei mechlal hagoyim v'choshishin lav. So he doesn't say that he's a ger. He says yotzei mechlal hagoyim v'choshishin lav. So l'chor, you could say that when he uses the lashon of yotzei mechlal hagoyim, what he means by that is just that. It's a suffix. Yotze mechal ha'gayim. Let's say will be choshesh that he's a Jew. He's yotze mechal ha'gayim. Not that he's a ger, but he's a suffix. And at that stage of suffix, we're choshesh that he's gonna back out, or he was never serious about this. Even though he said that he's a mekabel, or he does the tefillah right after we tell him the mitzvos, still, since we didn't look into it, or he even tells us that he's doing it for ulterior motives. That's enough of a reason for us to suspect that he's not really serious about his Kabbalah and mitzvahs. So it's Achi Yisparat Tzidkuso. So either you can say that it's a suffix. We'll have to deal with the sugya of Shalol Lashem Shemayim, which is part of this whole issue. But within that sugya, we say that L'chatchila, you're not allowed to be Megaris somebody who's Shalol Lashem Shemayim, but the Yevet, it works. The Ritva explains that the reason why it works with the Eved is because there's a chazakah / a rov to say that once he's doing it for the wrong reason, so then the anuso, since it's an onos, so since he's joining the Jewish community, then also be mekabel mitzvos. That's not the reason why he's doing it. He's not doing it to keep the mitzvos. But for ulterior reasons, he's joining the Jewish community. If he's joining the Jewish community and acting as a Jew, so then he's also forced into being mekabel the mitzvos. And so therefore, b'di'evet will accept him, because in the end of the day, he is mekabel the mitzvos. Even though that's not why he's doing it, he's not doing it to be mekabel the mitzvos, and he's not doing it to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's doing it for the wrong reasons. But, once you're doing it for the wrong reasons, then you're part of the Jewish community, so then you're forced to accept the mitzvos. Especially in the times where the Jews lived among themselves, and they weren't part of the broader society, so it was a lot harder to say you're part of the Jewish community, but you're also not keeping the mitzvahs. No, you're forced to do what everybody else is doing, and you're forced to accept upon yourself the mitzvahs. So perhaps that's what the Rambam is saying here, that we're going to, it's a robe. We'll assume that in Dina robe, that he's accepting upon himself the mitzvahs. But if at the end of the day we see, Achi Yisbar Tzukuso, that we see either he's serious about it, or we see that he's not serious about it, if at the end of the day it comes out that we see that he's not serious about it, so then we'll say that the whole thing was not real. It wasn't a real Kabbalah mitzvos. It wasn't a forced Kabbalah mitzvos. He wasn't forced into it. And so therefore he wasn't a ger to begin with. The whole thing was in Chal. The Bittel HaGeris. We're being the Bittel HaGeris Lema Freya. Yeah, so what's the stage? What's the stage of Afilu Chazer V'Ovid Avodah Zarah? So I think the passage of the Rambam of Afilu Chazer V'Ovid Zarah is Achi Yisparzu Kuso. We see that he's taking it seriously. Once we see that he's taking it seriously, after that, if he's Chazer and he's Ovid Avodah Zarah, so then we cannot prove with certainty that the whole time he wasn't serious. It's possible that he was serious for a certain point in time, and then afterwards, he went back on it. At some point in time, he was serious about it, and we can tell that he's serious about it, so then we have to assume that he was a Jew. We have to be chushish that he was a Jew the whole time. Which means that this Bittel HaGeris could only apply for a certain time period. It's not like we could, at any point in time, 10 years down the line, we could say that he wasn't, that he's not serious. We see 10 years later that he's not keeping the mitzvahs anymore. Oh, it must be that the whole entire time he's not accepting it for real. No, we assume that he was Mekabalin, and then he went back on it years later.
So then, what does the Rambam mean that the women that they marry is so final?
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
He also says when he said it's a mitzvah to be mitzvah, it is to be mitzvah.
Say again, it's a...
When he said it's a mitzvah to be mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to be mitzvah.
Are we strong for tradition? I think what he means is after Tavol, after he aspired to Kusa, yeah. Oh boy. Okay, we'll stop here. The explanation that I gave for the Rambam so far, just to clarify, I'm giving one mahalach, we're going to be giving various mahalach in the Rambam. And we'll deal with this mahalach also tomorrow.